Hello, Steve Ashley here again with another half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. This week, I'm off to visit the Capri Theatre in the Goodwood suburb of Adelaide, South Australia, which is, like the Senate Theatre Detroit, owned and operated by the local Organ Society. But before I get into the hows and whys, here's John Atwell playing the Capri's hybrid instrument in 1996 with Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. Designed in Art Deco Modern style, the Capri opened in 1941 as the new Goodwood Star Theatre, with a seating capacity of almost 1,500. In 1947, Greater Union acquired the building, and in 1964 renamed it the new Curzon Cinema, and then reworked the interior in 1967 to reduce seating capacity to 851. The South Australia division of the Theatre Organ Society of Australia purchased the premises in 1978, and installed a Wurlitzer of around half the size of today's instrument. The organ has been progressively enlarged to the 29 ranks or sets of pipes that you'll hear on this track of Unchained Melody. Thank you. Chris McPhee with Unchained Melody, a 1955 hit for Al Hibbler in the USA and Jimmy Young in the UK. The opening concert of the 13-ranked Wurlitzer organ was on the 2nd of April 1983, and as I mentioned, it was progressively enlarged to its current 29 ranks, controlled by a four-manual console. The pipework is visible in the auditorium as the chambers are behind glass in the style of the now almost defunct pizza restaurant installations. A number of artists from the UK and the USA have played the Capri Wurlitzer in concert, and one such is Brett Valiant, who hails from Wichita, Kansas. From a 2-CD set released by the Organ Society in 2003, this is a Lou Pollock composition from 1936, Early Bird.
Thank you.
Dancing Tambourine, a novelty number from the pens of Phil Ponce, or should that be Ponce, and W.C. Poller in 1927, and played by Melbourne organist extraordinaire Tony Fenelon, utilising the grand piano in addition to the Wurlitzer at the Capri. At the time of that recording, the organ was just 24 ranks, as if that was really noticeable. Sometime before his untimely death, Dan Bellamy laid down some tracks on the Capri's digital organ capture system with a view to releasing a CD. Local climate problems forced the shelving of that project until air conditioning could be installed to regulate the chamber temperatures to keep the pipework in tune, but eventually the CD was recorded and published posthumously. From that last album from Dan, here's Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson's Making Whoopee. Next up, here's a track from Australian organist Neil Jensen, also taken from the two CD set published by the Theatre Organ Society of Australia's Southern Division in 2003. And by complete coincidence, it's another jazz standard from the Carn Donaldson team and another number from the 1928 show Whoopee. Love Me or Leave Me. To close Hot Pipes today, Ray Thornley takes the controls of the Capri Wurlitzer with the third track from the Tozer 2-CD set, On the Air, and it's what I call a barn burner. Composed in 1914, it has become standard repertoire for jazz bands and pianists, and indeed many theatre organists around the world. That's a plenty. renovation of the theatre, now a shining example of Art Deco architecture in Adelaide, was accomplished with a talented band of volunteers, with funding help from the ticket sales of the film Crocodile Dundee, which ran for almost a year in 1986, and some grant money from the South Australian government. The venue continues to show first-run films, along with organ-related events on a regular basis, a real tribute to the local organ society. Time for me to go back to the behind-the-scenes work on Hot Pipes that just never seems to be complete. But I'll be back next week with another in this series of organ spotlights. So until then, it's goodbye from me, Steve Ashley. ¶¶